Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
As Shasta County gradually reopens for business, we can all do our part to stop the spread of COVID-19 by wearing a mask when in public. Cloth face coverings help reduce the spread of germs by preventing the release of droplets when someone speaks, coughs, or sneezes. Wash your face covering often, ideally after each use or at least daily. Wash with detergent and hot water and dry on a hot cycle. Here is Shasta County Health Officer Dr. Karen Ramstrom.
Remember, wearing a face covering is not a replacement for physical distancing, frequent hand washing, and staying home when sick. Your mask protects me, and my mask protects you. Together, we can stop the spread.
For more information, including how to make your own cloth face covering, go to ShastaReady.org.
ReadyFit.com. Just click on ideas and tips, then click repair and improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart, and Deich Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, you guys have a project you'd like to get done today, tomorrow, this weekend, the following? We would love to help you with tips and ideas and inspiration so that you can avoid perspiration when you're getting started on that job. Help yourself first by reaching out to us at MoneyPit.com or calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, because that's what we do. We provide expert advice and content to help you make your best home ever. Coming up on today's show, as the weather warms, we're seeing more and more signs of spring that are cropping up, but along with the flowers and the trees and all that green, there's a lot of wildlife that cross over that wild side right into your yard, and they can disrupt your plans for a beautiful landscape and garden. So we're going to share some tips and personal experience we have with keeping deer and rabbit and groundhogs out of that space.
And while new home baths have nearly doubled in size over the past 30 years, the bathrooms in most older homes average about 5 feet by 8 feet. So short of ripping out walls to increase space, there are ways to use that small space to its fullest potential. We're going to explain those options.
And speaking of spaces, if your closet is always busting at the seams, there is a simple reason for that, Leslie. Math. Most of us put more stuff into the closet than we take out. So we're going to share some steps to keep closet clutter under control.
But first, we're here to help you with your home decor and your home improvement projects. So what is on your to-do list? Well, you can move it over to our to-do list by calling us or posting to MoneyPit.com.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to it.
Janet in New York, you have got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I've had a new countertop installed on a newly built house, and my options were granite or granite. And they installed the countertop in the kitchen, and I've looked online and I've talked to several people, and I get so many different options or different ways to keep it clean and to maintain it.
Right.
My biggest thing is, this granite seems to be more work than my Formica countertop that I took out.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Oh.
You know, everyone thinks, well, it's granite, it's going to be indestructible.
Yeah.
Well, it is, but the finish needs a lot of work to maintain. I mean, the quartz countertops are a lot easier to maintain than granite, but granite is porous by nature, and so, you know, they mill the granite and then they finish it, and that sealer has to be redone from time to time, usually every few years, and you have to stay on top of it with cleaning and polishing. So you're right, it is more work than a Formica countertop ever was, right, Leslie?
Yeah, and you also have to make sure that whatever cleaning supplies you use, you know, are safe
for a granite or a natural material surface, because you don't want to put something on that could deteriorate the protective coatings on top of it. And, you know, be careful with the edging that you select, because an OG edge, while more decorative, is a little bit more delicate. And when you're washing the dishes and the buttons on your jeans are rubbing against it, it could eventually wear that away. You just have to be careful, but they look great and definitely worth the work.
Oh, well, my other question is we have there's a drop sink in it, and I'm kind of concerned because the big thing everybody says is, or the experts, is to don't let water sit, don't let, you know, any liquid stay on it for any length of time. What about the lip or the rim underneath the granite where the sink is? It's do you know what I mean? The sink is an underneath one, so there's a little hangover.
It's not going to deteriorate. It is granite. But, you know, you're not going to see that spot, so it's just a matter of keeping it clean just so that you don't get any growth of any mold or fungus in there, because that can smell sometimes. So I would just stick with good quality granite cleaners. One we've been recommending for years is Align by Stone Care. People seem very happy with that. There's a cleaner and a polish. You can find that Amazon and Walmart and places like that. Not too terribly expensive. And just try to stay on top of it.
Oh, good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Heading out to Michigan, where we've got Colin on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit?
I'm trying to figure out the best way, given that we kind of have an older house that's 70 years old, to determine how to level the concrete flooring. It seems like there's a certain amount of rise over a 8 or 10 foot run. I'd say in the ballpark of a quarter to a half inch anywhere in various spots of the basement. So I'm trying to figure out if I need to do any kind of leveling and how best to determine that, given that I'm going to be installing a vinyl planking, with the underlayment already attached.
Okay. So first of all, keep in mind that your basement floor is not part of the home structure. You know, it's just there covering the dirt. It's not interconnected with the walls. It's really the last thing that's added to a basement. And because of that, sometimes, you know, they're not put in as well as, say, like a garage slab might be. So the fact that you've got some rise and fall in that basement, do you see cracking or deterioration, Colin, in this, or is it really just the uneven surface you're dealing with?
It's a slight cracking. I would say the worst of it is maybe, you know, an eighth to a 16th of an inch.
I don't think
it's not getting worse. Yeah.
So here's what I would do. You have the option of using a floor leveling compound on that, but I'm not so sure you really need it because it doesn't seem like it's got very much of a differentiation. I would work with the flooring company you're buying this from. For example, if you're purchasing flooring at Lumber Liquidators, now called LL Flooring, they have experts in the store that can check the specs for the product that you are purchasing and determine how much differentiation over what distance it's rated for. And if it exceeds that, then you would want to use a floor leveling compound to try to even that out. Now, there are products that are designed to go on top of concrete. There are also concrete leveling products that you can use. You'll have some choices, but that would be the solution if it turns out, in fact, you do need to level it.
Okay, yeah, that's great. That's kind of exactly what I was hoping for with this project, because I am trying to do it all myself. So,
well, congratulations. It's a great project to take on. Good luck with the project. Thanks so much for reaching out to us, and let us know how you make out.
Will do. You have a great day.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you guys working on? What are you tackling this spring weekend? Well, whatever it is, we can help you with a repair, an improvement, a design dilemma. You got it. We're here for you 24/7 at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
And just ahead, deer, rabbits, and groundhogs are signs of spring, but maybe not a welcome one if they're tearing up your lawn or garden. We'll have tips to keep these intruders away from your spaces after this. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Hey, you know all the Deitch Coatings DIY Real Stone products we're always talking about? Well, they're now available at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertopper Finishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deitch Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deitch products for your DIY projects at DeitchCoatings.com or look up Deitch Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867.
Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, you guys, do you love listening to podcasts? I mean, it's so great. You can get all kinds of information all the time just dedicated to that topic. Well, if you like them, we think you're going to love listening to ours. Now, it's been ranked one of Apple's best home and garden podcasts of all time. For helpful how-to tips in every episode, subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Heading out to Cape Cod, where we've got Sherry on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Well, hi. I have an Anderson slider door.
Okay.
It never did it when it was new. It's about 20 years old.
Okay.
That the bottom railing where the door slides, I think it ices. And right by the door, there's plywood underneath the carpet. And what it does is moisture turns that carpet a dark brown, and I think it's tannins from the plywood, but lo and behold, it's that bottom rail that ices, and I think that's where the water's coming from, because it's never wet.
Well, I mean, first of all, Anderson makes a heck of a good sliding glass door. Of all the doors out there, that's one of the most durable. The first thing I would do is I would check the alignment on the door, and you'll find that on the bottom of that door, there's going to be two, like, plastic caps, one at one end of the sliding door and one at the other. And when you pull those off, you'll see that you can put a screwdriver in there and rotate it. And as you do that, there's a wheel that will adjust the height of the door on that track, and by turning one or the other, you can adjust alignment. So I would check it to make sure that when that door comes into the jam, that it is absolutely parallel with the door jam. Because if it's off a little bit, then that could be, you know, one of the reasons you're getting some moisture or humidity or draft in that space. And then also very often those doors are going to have an extra tiny piece of foam sort of glued to the edge of it, so when it closes, it pulls in real tight. You see this on sliding doors. You also see it on regular doors too. It's like an extra piece of weather stripping. It's only about, you know, an inch and a half square, and it's adhered to the very bottom of the jam. Usually the jam, not so much the sliding door, because it stays better that way. And so when that door comes in, it pulls tight and seals it. So I would look at the alignment there first, and then I would try to determine whether or not there's any gaps. And the last thing I would do is I would go outside, and this is easier to do at night, with a strong flashlight, hold it parallel to the bottom of the door and even under the door. And then on the inside, have another person see if they can see that light streaming through. Because you may have some gaps under the door that have formed over the years. And if you find those, you can seal those with an expanded foam insulation. Now, there's one, Great Stuff makes a number of these. You want to use the one that's rated for windows and doors because it's not quite as stiff and it won't move that sill plate. It will just sort of fill up the space. Or you could caulk it. But I would check for gaps. I would check the alignment for the door. And I would add that little tiny piece of weather stripping. Okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, if it seems every year more and more animals like deer, rabbits, or groundhogs are finding their way into backyards, flower beds, and gardens than ever before, now is a good time to take action to limit any damage they might cause. Now, here's a few options to send the message that the party is over to these unwanted guests who've chosen your yard as their favorite local buffet. So, you got to talk about repellents. Now, there's a lot of different homemade remedies out there and commercially available products that are going to help you keep deer, the rabbits, the groundhogs out of your garden and yard. Now, they work, but they do have to be applied about every 3 weeks. Wildlife are creatures of habit, and when you apply those repellents, you're trying to break them of that habit of coming to your yard. But it's not a one-and-done thing. If the wildlife learn that sometimes your landscape tastes bad and sometimes it doesn't, they're going to keep coming back to check.
Now let's talk about fencing. Physical barriers like fencing are definitely the most effective, but they're also the most expensive, and they, of course, can have a negative visual impact on your yard as well. Plus, let's face it, deer in particular, did you know they can jump 8 feet? I've seen them do it. It's crazy. 8 feet in the air. So if they really want to get into your yard, they will. Now, if there are lots of neighborhood food choices, the shorter 4-foot fences can work, especially if you have double fencing. We did this for our garden. It made a big difference. We have one 3-foot fence and one 4-foot fence. And they rarely bother to go in there. Well, one of the reasons is that there's just a lot of other places in the yard that they could grab. Now, for rabbits or groundhogs, you want to make sure the fencing also has smaller openings along the bottom 2 feet. Now, for our garden, we use that 4-foot black wrought iron style fence, but we attached the black flexible fencing right along the bottom, and it worked well. I used zip ties and that vinyl fencing right along the bottom edge. You don't even see it from the outside because it's black, which, by the way, if you got to put fences in, black fences rock because they blend in with your landscape. And this one really...
Yeah, they're kind of invisible.
Yeah, this one worked really well to keep the critters out. Next, change up the menu. Some plants and trees are resistant to wildlife. And as the deer population in our area got worse over the years, we actually decided to remove their favorite delicacy, which for us were these bushes called euonymus bushes. That they, when we put them in, they were great for many years, but then they just started getting, you know, really bad because the deer just would not leave them alone. We tried the repellents, and like we said earlier, you got to put those on so frequently. That was a hassle. So we've replaced them now with a type of plant that deer just don't like. The one we used is green giant arborvitae, and you can basically trim this just like a hedge, and it was amazingly effective. We've even seen families, Leslie, of the deer walk up to the new bushes, give it a sniff and go, nah, let's just go over to the neighbor's house.
They're like, I like it better across the street.
Exactly.
Nick in Iowa is on the line and is doing a tiling project. What can we do for you?
I did a project in my bathroom on the second floor a couple years ago, and I laid 3/4 inch tongue and groove down.
Plywood?
Yes, and then I laid down a 1/4 inch fiber cement underlayment that is meant for tile. and I made sure that, you know, the seams weren't in the same spot as the tongue and groove.
Right.
And it's been, like I say, it's been probably 2 years, and I've got just a hairline crack running through all my tile that's right on that tongue and groove seam.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting ready to start a kitchen project where I'm going to do some tiling, and I guess I want to know if you have had any suggestions of where I might have went wrong.
Well, the very best floor base for a tile project is called a mud floor. Do you know what a mud floor is?
No, I do not.
So a mud floor is one where you put down tar paper first, then you put down woven wire mesh, then you mix up a sand and cement, essentially mud. It's a very dry mix, not a lot of water to it. Generally, it's one bag of Portland cement to about 40 shovels of sand. And when you mix it perfectly, you can kind of hold it, and it forms sort of like a ball in your hand, right? Now, you take that mud and that mud mix, and you spread it out across the woven wire mesh, and you've got to be, you know, a pretty good do-it-yourselfer to pull this off, because it's really a professional tile guy's way of doing this. But you spread it out over the mud. You use like a long straight edge to kind of get it absolutely perfectly flat. And you let it dry, and it's got to be a minimum of maybe 1 inch thick, and it could go up to whatever you need it to be. For example, I have a laundry room on the second floor of my house, really old house, and we decided to tile that, and there's just no way I could level this floor any other way. And so we put down a mud floor. It was about 1 inch on one side of the room. By the time we got to the other side of the room, it was about 2.5 inches. Because the floor had that kind of a slope in it. But then when we were done, it was perfectly flat and absolutely rock solid. If you put a mud floor down, you'll never, ever, ever get a crack if you do it right. That's the best way to do it. Any of those tile backer products are subject to expansion and contraction, and that may help develop some cracks, not to mention the fact that it can really help you level a floor that's at a level. Now, when you said you're doing this in the kitchen, we'll give you an additional caution. You got to be very careful around the dishwasher, because if you put a thick floor around that dishwasher, you may not be able to get the dishwasher back in again, or you can do as this ridiculous tile guy did at my sister's house. He tiled her dishwasher in. So when the dishwasher had to be replaced, I had to help her take the countertop off of the sink, off of the cabinets, take the sink out, take the countertop up in order to lift the dishwasher out from the cabinets and replace it, which was really ridiculous and very annoying.
That doesn't sound like what I want to do, no.
No. So don't tile your dishwasher in. And watch the thickness of the floor so that you can actually get the dishwasher back in if you take it out.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Call us. We'll give you more work. 888-666-3974. Thanks so much, Nick. You know, we always say do it once, do it right. You don't have to do it again. And that is absolutely true when it comes to putting down tile. If you don't take the time to put in a proper base, you will ultimately be repeating the process.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 to 888 Money Pit. Hey, are you frustrated by a tiny bath? I know I am, so you guys are probably sick and tired of hearing me talk about small bathrooms. But short of ripping out those walls to increase space, you might think you've got just a limited amount of options to expand. But we're going to share how you can make the most out of space you might not have when the Money Pit continues. Concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also, remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. But enough about us. The Money Pit is about you. So whether you live in a house or an apartment, whether you're dealing with a repair or dreaming about a renovation, we're going to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence and have a little fun along the way.
If you've got a home improvement question, you can reach us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Frida from Ohio is on the line with the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Hi. I'm in a radar range microwave. It's mounted above my stove. And on the bottom, the down light that shines down onto the stove, the light bulbs in that keeps burning out. And I have to replace them about once a month. And they're getting expensive.
What kind of light bulb are you using? Just a regular incandescent?
It's like the R11, the little appliance bulbs, 40 watt.
And is this a fairly new problem, this once a month burnout, or has it been going on for a long, long time?
It's getting worse. I mean, we've had the microwave in here. It's probably about 16 years old, or give or take.
Yeah, that doesn't really owe you any money. That's pretty old for a microwave appliance. You've pretty much reached the end of a normal life cycle. In fact, I'm kind of surprised it lasted that long because it's been my experience that the microwave ovens that are mounted above ranges don't last nearly as long as a countertop microwave because the additional heat from all that cooking has the effect of sort of wearing on those components. Typically, when you get a bulb that burns out quickly, it's either because you have a loose connection, you have a loose ground, or you have a problem with the voltage that's going in there. Sometimes, depending on what's happening with the power company, you could be getting, say, more than 120 volts. You might be getting 125, 130 volts sometimes because there could be something that is bad down the line with the power supply, the quality of the power supply. So if you have extra volts going into those lights, that is one of the first things that tends to show it. It's kind of like the canary in the coal mine. You know, when the lights start to go burn out frequently like that, it could be an issue with the voltage. So have you been thinking about a new microwave?
Not really.
What I would suggest is at this point, you really need to have the voltage tested. So I would call the utility company and ask them to meter the voltage going into your house and see if let's eliminate that as a possibility. If that is okay, the second thing I would check is the plug that it's actually plugged into. I'd check the outlet to make sure it's properly grounded. And if it's properly grounded, then I think you've exhausted the two things that are the easiest to fix. And at that point, you might want to think about replacing the microwave.
All right. That sounds good.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, there are a few things all old house lovers like me are familiar with. You know, drafty windows, less than perfect plumbing, squeaky floors, and my least favorite, I should say, is small bathrooms.
I think your small bathroom is the one like sort of nemesis in your house. It's the element you hate the most.
Well, the only one, so I don't have a lot of choice.
There you go. Well, listen, while new home baths have nearly doubled in size over the last 30 years, most of our older bathrooms, and by older, I mean like not like terribly old, like even homes that were built like in the 80s and the 90s, they average 5 foot by 8 foot. And short of ripping out walls to increase space, you might be thinking, I don't have too many options. But there are a few small home improvements that can help you use that space to its fullest potential.
Yeah, think about corner sinks and showers, both pedestal style or wall mount. A corner sink looks great, and it does free up a ton of floor space in that bathroom. Likewise, if you're planning a bigger remodel, curved quadrant shower units, those can conserve precious real estate in that bath. And mounted into a corner, a curved entry is going to save at least 25% of the space that's needed by a square shower.
Now, another way to save space is to use a toilet that has a flat tank top. These flat tank tops give you another storage spot where you can place organizers directly on top of it or take advantage of the wall space above it for hanging a cabinet or shelving. And Leslie, for you, if the tub space is limited, one option is to look for smaller, deeper tubs. These are often very great soaking tubs with deep set seating. You can even find small clawfoot tubs that will work for this purpose as well.
Oh my goodness, if I could just sit in a tub, I would be so happy. Now let's talk sinks. Another option you can have there is a vessel sink. And that can be mounted on a scaled-down cabinet or another piece of furniture that's going to give you a bit of storage in the bathroom space. And since the sink is on top of the vanity, you've got a lot more space in that cabinet for actually storing stuff.
And finally, towel storage. If you've got a lot of towels around, like we always did in our house, you can mount a hotel-styled multi-tiered rack on the back of the entry door or high up on a bath wall near the ceiling. Now, in my house, I couldn't find one that was sort of the right space for our walls, so I made it
because I'm looking at it thinking, I can do that with PVC pipe, and that's exactly what I did. I made a rack that looks like a hotel-style rack, but I did it with small PVC pipe, and then I painted it sort of a bronzy color, and it looks fantastic, and you really can't tell that it's not a regular manufactured rack. So there definitely are ways to deal with small spaces in your bath, and you know, if you think about using efficient fixtures and taking advantage of some of that space that you're not using now, like that space that's up higher near the ceiling like we did with our towel rack, you can really fit a lot more in without doing like major renovations.
Now we're heading on over to Iowa, where Brian has a crack on the wall that keeps on coming back. Tell us what's going on.
Well, yeah, I built this home about 6 years ago and noticed it, you know, within the first year, really, that in just one of my bedrooms, I have a crack that comes up from my bedroom going into my bathroom door, and it kind of almost goes up probably close to 2.5 feet, 3 feet, and it comes and goes depending on the year. I've finished over it a couple times on both sides of the wall into the bathroom and here, and I've tried to refinish over it. It keeps coming back, and my builder looked at it, can't quite figure it out. And
this is what we call a Groundhog Day home improvement project, Brian, because it just keeps happening over and over again, right?
Yeah. It's just, you know, just originally I just tried to cover it up and see, you know, make it look better. And
all right, well, here's the thing. You've got a very normal crack in a wall there. Cracks often form over doors, like exactly what you're describing there, because that's a weaker part of the wall. And for whatever reason, you had some settlement in your house, and it caused this crack to open up. The fact that you're spackling it is not going to solve it. It solves it for a season, but it won't solve it permanently. What you need to do is you need to sand the area of the crack pretty well, because I want you to get rid of all that extra spackle you've been putting on there. Then I want you to add a layer of fiberglass drywall tape, which is sort of like a netting. It's a bit sticky-backed. And then I want you to spackle over the fiberglass netting, over the fiberglass tape, on both sides. Start with a narrow bead of spackle and then open it up wider and wider and wider. And that on both sides of the wall will make that wall strong enough to stand up to the movement that will happen the next time the wall expands or contracts. You can't just spackle it because you're not really doing anything to bridge that gap. You bridge that gap with the tape, spackle over the tape, now you've got a permanent repair. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, good luck with that project, Brian. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, as we get closer to tax day, it occurred to us that you can fund a whole bunch of DIY projects with a budget supplied courtesy of the federal government, because it turns out the average tax refund is $2,800.
We'll share DIY projects you can get done for that and a lot less in today's tax refund project tip presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart, next.
Live in a money pit. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing, just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Hey guys, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY real stone products we're always talking about? Well, now they're available online at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com, or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickRete.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Real experts, real advice. That's what is unique about the Money Pit. We don't just play home improvement experts in other media. This is what we do, and we have done since we were basically old enough to hold a hammer. So call us with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we're heading on over to Delaware to chat with Ruth, who's having an issue with water heating. Tell us what's going on.
Our water heater is, I'm guessing it's around 12 years old, and whenever I use the hot water, it doesn't seem to last very long. And so a couple months ago, maybe 6 months ago, my husband and his friend, I guess that's what he does for a living, they emptied the water heater. They put two new elements in, but in my opinion, it's still doing the same thing. Like it didn't change the length, how long the hot water lasted.
And this is an electric water heater?
It's not gas. It's electric, yes.
And so when they replaced the elements, they tested both elements to make sure they actually work?
I'm not sure if they did that. I don't know. He said they put new elements in. I'm assuming they, I guess I could ask them later if they did that.
Because here's the thing. When you have a water heater that's electric and it runs out of hot water quickly, it's usually because one or the other of the two elements burn out or the control circuit breaks down so that they don't actually come on. So what you do as a technician is you run a continuity tester on these coils. And it's a way of determining whether or not they're working or not. Electric coils for a water heater is just like a light bulb. Either works, doesn't work. There's no in between. And so the first thing I would do is check the continuity on both of these coils to make sure they're both physically working. Because what you're describing to me sounds like one is not. And that could be the whole source of the problem, okay?
All right.
Ruth, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, did you know that over the last 3 years, the average tax refund was over $2,800? For DIYers, that means newfound money to take on projects you might have been putting off.
To help you make the best use of your hard-earned windfall, we've put together a series of projects that will add value to your home and get done without blowing your tax refund budget. And today's tax refund tip is presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart.
Today's project? Closet clutter busters. Have you ever noticed that closet clutter is the kind of thing that just sort of creeps up on you? There's a good reason for this. It's math. Most of us put more stuff into a closet than we take out of the closet. Keeping clutter under control, it's totally possible, but you need discipline and a dash of courage.
Yeah, so when we say courage, we're not kidding, because step one is to empty your entire closet. Seriously.
Oh, God, then you have no choice but to do it.
It's a bold move, but it serves several purposes. First, it allows you to see what you've been stuffing into that space and do a quick, fast assessment on whether you really need to either keep it, pack it away, or donate it. And once that process is done, it's time for a little closet reno. So go ahead and fill those holes and prime and paint the space and give yourself a clean start. And note that it's often helpful to remove that closet door for this part of the project, because with a small space like that, the door tends to get in the way, and if it's so easy to take off, just do just that, and it'll be easier for you to work on it.
All right, next comes the fun part. shopping for shelving. You know, there's really so many amazing shelving systems out there today for your closet, along with accessories galore like pull-out drawers, shoe racks, even multi-level hanging bars. But you got to find the system that's right for you and then install it. And it really is an easy DIY project, especially if you have a few heart tools around like the cordless drill driver. You can supplement those built-in shelves with rolling storage for hampers or cleaning supplies, and you're going to have everything you need to put that clutter behind you.
And finally, take note of the lighting in your closet, too. You know, it's hard to dress for success when you can't see the color of your clothes. And if more lighting belongs on that to-do list, check out the wide array of battery-powered LED lighting that's now available from numerous brands. I have these in several of our own closets, and I have been amazed at not only how much light they actually throw off, but that the batteries have lasted, in some cases, for over a year.
Yeah, that's really great. Well, that's today's tax refund tip presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart. Do it with Hart. You can learn more at harttools.com, where you'll also find step-by-step plans for dozens of fun projects,
including plans for two different types of pegboard organizers. And, Leslie, I spotted a fitness shelf project on that site. Looks like it can hold a lot of shoes in your newly remodeled closet. So check out all the project plans at harttools.com.
Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on so we can give you a hand with all of those projects. Well, we may think about beefing up insulation in the fall, but spring is also a perfect time to take on an attic insulation project before it gets to be ridiculously hot in that attic. We're going to have some tips on how to insulate one of the more difficult spaces in your home after this.
You live in a body pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Where home?
Home Solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. If you've got a home improvement question, you can reach out to us at facebook.com/themoneypit. That's facebook.com/themoneypit.
Anna is reaching out to us from California for help with an insulation project. She writes, "We bought a house in Southern California with vaulted ceilings and no attic. As far as we can tell, there's no insulation in the walls of the house or above the ceilings. Can we install or blow in insulation into the walls or ceilings, and would it be worth it?"
Well, first off, having no insulation would be very unusual. It might seem that way because you can't see it, but I would be shocked if you had absolutely no insulation. So what I would suggest you do first is an energy audit. Your utility company may offer these for free, or you can hire your own independent auditor. Just make sure the auditor is independent of any contractors that sell energy-saving services. Now, your auditor will be able to do an infrared scan of your walls and ceilings, and that way you'll be able to determine if the insulation actually exists, as well as identify any gaps in that insulation. Now, for cathedral ceilings, there are really two ways to approach adding insulation. The first and most basic is to insulate between the rafters themselves, but that requires leaving some space between the insulation and the underside of the sheathing so you get good ventilation. And frankly, if your ceiling is finished now, that's pretty much impossible to do unless you remove the drywall. The other option is to add insulation on top of your roof. We've seen this done more and more, especially in super insulated homes. When you were next to replace your roof shingles, you would add a 2 to 3 inch thick piece of foam insulation on top of the roof and then more plywood. So it becomes a very thick sort of roof sandwich, and then put the new roof on top of that. But for those that are want to deal with more traditional insulation in your attic, we do actually have a very detailed insulation guide at moneypit.com. We talk about the differences between fiberglass and mineral wall and spray foam insulation, as well as a great post on how to add attic flooring for more storage without wrecking your roof. And that is all online at moneypit.com.
All right, next up we've got one here from Phil who writes, "Can I use hardwood planks in my basement? We've extended gutters and a French drain, which empties into two different sump pumps, so water isn't a problem."
Well, good job on taking all the measures necessary to keep the basement dry, but that said, you cannot put solid hardwood planks, because even though you don't have water, you certainly have high humidity because it's a below-grade space. That concrete is eventually going to hold enough moisture and humidity to make those boards want to twist and warp. If you do want a natural wood look, the best type of wood flooring, and really the only type of wood flooring you can put in a basement, is called engineered hardwood. And it looks like regular hardwood from the front side, but it's laminated. If you think of plywood, the way it has different layers of wood that are glued together, the engineered hardwood is much like that, but the top layer is the hardwood that you have come to know and love. The under layers just make it dimensionally stable. There are other options, though, like engineered vinyl plank. This EVP flooring is amazing. It looks just like wood and comes in just hundreds of different designs, and that is completely unaffected by any level of moisture, including full floods if that were ever to happen. But definitely don't want to put 3/4 inch thick hardwood down there. You'll be very unhappy when it starts to twist and warp.
Yeah, and you know what? There's always the inevitability that water can and possibly will get down to that basement space. You know, you can always do tile that looks like a wood grain or has like a wood plank look to it. That's always very nice. And think about it. Once you pick your flooring, you can put in an area rug or something that helps it feel super homey downstairs. So don't feel upset because you can't have the actual hardwood. You can make it look super nice.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you for spending part of your spring day listening to us. We hope that we've been able to give you some fresh ideas to take on projects around your house. If you're thinking about projects you want to get done, remember you can reach out to us at moneypit.com or through our social media sites at any time, and we will get back to you to give you some answers and some direction, and maybe even invite you to ask your question on the Money Pit. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Georgia's governor says Major League Baseball caved when it pulled the All-Star game from Atlanta and that the state's not changing its newly enacted voting laws.
Flanked by supporters, Kemp said in the middle of the pandemic, working Georgians were counting on the All-Star game for a paycheck.
Major League Baseball caved to fear and lies from liberal activists.
The Republican blames cancel culture.
And they're coming to cancel everything from sports to how you make a living.
Kemp says he's not afraid of other companies pulling out of Georgia.
Major League Baseball, Coca-Cola, and Delta may be scared of Stacey Abrams, Joe Biden, and the left, but I am not.
And defends the new voting laws, even saying other states are more restrictive. I'm Julie Walker.
Vaccine passports being developed to verify COVID-19 immunization status, now the latest flashpoint. Supporters say the passports would allow inoculated people to move freely and travel, shop, and dine, but opponents portray them as heavy-handed intrusions into personal freedom and private health options. Attorneys general from 13 states have sued the Biden administration over a provision in the federal stimulus that bars tax cuts from being offset with relief money.
The filing in U.S. District Court in Alabama asks judge to strike down the provision that prohibits states from using $195 billion of federal aid to either directly or indirectly offset a reduction in net tax revenue. The restriction could apply through 2024. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is named in the suit. Last month, she said states can still cut taxes as long as relief funds aren't used to cover for the reductions.
Jeremy House with that report. Security forces in Myanmar opened fire on anti-coup protesters, killing at least two people amid mounting violence since the February 1st military takeover. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Security forces in central Myanmar have opened fire on anti-coup protesters, killing at least two people.
Human rights group Assistance Association for Political Prisoners says mounting violence since the February 1st military takeover has killed at least 550 civilians, including 46 children. Nearly 3,000 people have been detained or sentenced, according to the group. Threats of lethal violence and arrests of protesters have failed to suppress daily demonstrations across the country, demanding the military step down and reinstate the democratically elected government. I'm Sarah Bassett.
A new round of talks between three African nations began today amid a resolve of the years-long dispute over a giant dam Ethiopia is building on the Nile River's main tributary. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Nearly 100 guests were forced out of a Florida hotel, and they're looking for other arrangements after the hotel was sold to a new owner.
The new owners of Champions World Resort in Kissimmee reportedly wanted guests out by 4 p.m. to make sure that happened. Owners reportedly shut off the power by 12 a.m. Facebook users started calling out the hotel for the unprecedented move in the midst of spring break. Nothing like kicking out all of your guests with no notice during the peak of spring break, one user wrote. Patrick Foss reporting.
Sports, theater, music fans all will be able to take their seats again in California as the state's coronavirus numbers are plummeting and the vaccinations are continuing to go up. After a year-long ban on most indoor seating, fans could soon see a resumption of NBA games and live entertainment performances in most counties around the state beginning around April 15th. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart. And Deich Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on this fine spring day? Are you trying to solve a problem? Or are you dealing with a decor dilemma? Whatever project you'd like to get done, we would like to help. That's what we do. We provide expert guidance and content to help you take on the projects that you need to do to create your best home ever. But you have to help yourself first by reaching out to us. A couple of ways to do that. You can post your questions at MoneyPit.com or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Leave us your question. We will call you back the next time we produce the show. Coming up on today's program, buying a single-family home that you might plan on renting, that has always been popular as an approach for investors. But now what we're seeing is that investors are buying these homes and then splitting them into multiple rental units. We're going to share how you know if this makes economic sense for you or not.
And if you love the look of terrazzo floors but not the cost, we're going to share a new product that uses real stone to provide a terrazzo finish for concrete surfaces at a fraction of the price.
Plus, if your family's like most, you probably use the garage door as much as you use your front door for access and security. But if that door is old and worn, it could not only be unsafe, it might also be providing easy access for intruders when you're away. Replacing it is a job best done by a pro, but we're going to tell you what you need to know to make those decisions in just a bit.
But first, we're here to help you plan and help you save money and spare you from those home improvement snafus that sometimes happen with projects. So give us a call and let us know what you are working on.
Let's get to it. That number again is 1-888-666-3974.
Lori in Missouri's on the line and needs help with some spackling. What's going on?
Well, I have, it's that popcorn ceiling.
Yep.
And I'd like to know an easy way that's not so messy to remove it. I want to have a flat ceiling.
Unfortunately, you can't do that without the mess. Because it's going to be quite a messy project. There are a couple of tricks of the trade that will help you, though. But let me kind of walk you through this. The first thing you need to do is to test it for asbestos, because you want to make sure that there's no asbestos in that sort of popcorn material. You can pick up an asbestos testing kit at most home centers and major hardware stores, or you could use an outside lab. It's not terribly expensive. Once we know that it's not asbestos, then your first option is kind of what we call the wet scrape. And what you do is you start with kind of like a one-gallon garden sprayer, a garden pump sprayer, and you spray that popcorn material very lightly. You don't want to overspray it, but you want to kind of saturate it and let it sit for 10 or 15 minutes. And then you should be able to take a spackle knife or a putty knife and simply scrape off that ceiling. Go slow, start in a small area, make sure that it has absorbed the water. And once you've scraped that entire ceiling, you can kind of take a survey of the job, because I'm sure you missed some spots. And, of course, the second option is to do that, but do it dry. And it's totally doable, meaning it's been done, though, with varying levels of success. It's not totally encouraged, because if you do, of course, have any asbestos, obviously you can't do it. If you have lead paint, it's a problem. It's much easier for stuff to become airborne, so it's a very, very dusty way to go. Now, there is a tool that's available that kind of helps with this, and one is called a popcorn ceiling scraper. It's actually a vacuum attachment. It attaches to your shop vac or your wet-dry vac, and as you sort of pull it across that surface and the debris scrapes off, it goes right into the vacuum. And then there's another one that Homax makes that's just like a very, very wide scraper, kind of like, think of it as like a 10 or 12 inch wide spackle blade, and that can help you with the project too. But, you know, if your desire was to try to do it in a way that was less messy, it's just not going to happen. By nature of the beast, it's going to be very messy. And then Leslie, once that stuff is down, you know, she's probably not going to have a perfectly clean ceiling as much as you would have if it was brand new. But I think you do have to prime it before you're painting it, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I was going to say, when you're scraping, try not to, like, gouge too deeply. You don't want to damage the ceiling any further in the process to give you more stuff to repair. But a primer is going to be really imperative. You know, latex primers are available. You can get ones that are oil-based. You can get a Bin or a Zinsser. You really want to sort of seal in that surface. And then always go with a flat paint on the ceiling. And make sure you get ceiling paint, because that's just going to adhere more nicely to a ceiling since it is over your head. And it does have a little bit more thickness than a regular wall paint would. But after that, I think you're going to be super happy.
All right. I appreciate it. My husband's laughing at me.
He's laughing because he's not going to do it.
Now we've got Lee from Maine on the line, who's got a question about windows. What's going on?
Well, I have a really nice home. It was built in 2000. It's a 3,000-square-foot hip-roof colonial, well-built, except I think for the windows. I have low-E glass windows, not the highest quality windows. I think the builder could have done a better job there. And I notice during the day that I have a lot of, well, when I wake up in the morning, I have a lot of moisture on the windows, and I've read on your website about how to treat that, and one of the things you mentioned was perhaps upgrading the windows to a replacement window. And I've thought of that, but at the same time, I have a concern. If you do a replacement window, do you lose some of the window area? And if you don't use the replacement windows, would you have to take out the moldings around the windows and start from scratch, basically?
Yeah, so first of all, the moisture that you're seeing, is that condensation on the inside of the glass, or is it between the panes of the glass?
It is on the glass, on the lower part of each upper and lower window. It's the basic window with a sash that has a lock, and I'm seeing it on the upper window and the lower window at the bottoms.
It's not thermal pane windows where it's in between the panes.
Not in between the glass.
No, you're correct. Okay. That's right.
Okay, so you have high humidity inside the home, and that's worth taking a look at. And you know, things like making sure your kitchen vent fan is vented out and bath fans are vented out, and all the different ways moisture get into the house. Generally, poor drainage conditions at the foundation can turn that foundation into like a big evaporative pad that soaks up water and lets it evaporate into the house. And all those reasons and more give you sources of high humidity, and just simply eliminating some of that can help a little bit. Now, in terms of these windows, I'd say a couple of options come to mind. There are such a thing as an interior storm window that you could consider, which would be less expensive than replacing the entire window. And that's something that you might put in seasonally, because I suspect this is more of a cold weather problem than a warm weather problem. Secondly, you asked about how the replacement window would work. Well, if we call it a replacement window, that by its very description means that we are not taking apart the siding and the trim from the inside and the outside. That would be a new construction window. Replacement windows fit inside the openings of the existing wood-framed window. Are you going to lose a little bit of area for the glass? Yeah, but I frankly have never heard of anyone complaining about that. It's not so obvious. It's really just the thickness of the window frame that might make the difference, and totally worth it when you can save thousands of dollars of construction work, not having to take your home, frankly, apart to replace those windows. So I think those are two options for you to consider, either replacement windows and or interior storm windows, in addition to trying to do, again, everything that you can do to reduce the high levels of humidity inside that home will all contribute towards making that problem go away.
Well, I appreciate that. I like the idea of the replacement window. There's two reasons. One is my current window, the company doesn't even exist anymore. So maybe by getting that upgraded window, I would get a much better product. And I notice where I lock the windows, I guess that piece is called a sash, the windows don't fit together very well either. So maybe they're, I don't know, a quarter of an inch off or so. So I feel like I get some air intrusion from there as well. So upgrading the windows maybe would give me better heating efficiency in the home as well.
Yeah, when you choose a new window, look for one that's been certified by Energy Star. That's usually a good place to start. There's also a label on there called the NFRC labels, the National Fenestration Rating Council, and there have several measures on there on that label that you can use to compare and contrast between windows to determine the level of energy efficiency of the glass, because that's really important.
Okay, that sounds good. You've really put my mind at ease knowing that, you know, the replacement window is not, I'm not going to lose much area, so I appreciate that.
Well, you're very welcome. Good luck with that project. It sounds like a beautiful home.
Okay, thanks again. Great talking with you. Bye.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question, 24/7, whatever you are working on this spring season. We're here to lend a hand. Call us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. And just ahead, if you own a home and you want to rent it, splitting it into two rental units is an option you might want to consider. We'll explain how to know if that approach will bring you the best return for your real estate investment when the Money Pit returns. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Hey, you know all the Deitch Coatings DIY Realstone products we're always talking about? Well, they're now available at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deitch Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deitch products for your DIY projects at DeitchCoatings.com or look up Deitch Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. 877-387-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Hey, guys, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY real stone products we're always talking about? Well, now they're available online at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com. Homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Real experts, real advice. That's what's unique about the Money Pit. We don't play home improvement experts anywhere else in the media. This is actually what we do and what we've done pretty much our whole lives since we were old enough to swing a hammer.
Yeah, you know, I tried that with my youngest son, and he liked it so much, he used that hammer to smash one of our new china plates. My wife wasn't too happy, but I thought of it kind of as a learning moment, and now he's graduating this year with an engineering degree, so you see, it all worked out.
888-666. It all started with a broken dish.
That's right, 3974. Call us right now with your home improvement questions. We'll try to help you out with some answers.
All right, now we've got Cheryl in Massachusetts on the line who's dealing with a mold issue. Tell us what's going on.
I have a house about a year and 3 months, and we're noticing that this, in January, we had some mold in the closet and on the ceiling. And on the floor was all wet, and that's how we noticed it. And as the week has progressed, we noticed that the mold is going all the way around the perimeter of the house, all inside on the ceiling. Hmm. And it's getting worse, and it's all black mold. My question is, how can we go about fixing and making sure once it's fixed, the mold, making sure that the mold is all gone so it doesn't come back? That's the issue.
Hmm. So would you say that all in you have more than 10 square feet of mold?
Oh, yes. It's all around a...
So this is beyond the level of mold infestation that it's recommended that you do yourself. It's recommended that you, the CDC recommends that if you have more than 10 square feet of mold, you hire a professional remediation company to get it done. The reason mold forms is because of the dampness and the humidity in these spaces and the presence of organic matter and oxygen. So that could be drywall and air. You know, there's food and there's the air and the humidity in the water, and the air is the other third part of it, and you get mold growth. Now, once the mold is remediated and it's cleaned, then you can look environmentally at that space and try to figure out how to dry it out so that you don't create the conditions that are conducive to mold growth. But I'm afraid this is beyond the level that you can do yourself, and you do have to have a pro that can help you do this. So I would suggest that you go to a site like homeadvisor.com and find a highly referred remediation pro in your area, maybe two or three of them, have them give you estimates and talk with you about the approach that they would take to solve this problem for you, because it's beyond what you should do yourself. And if it is black mold, that could contain what we call mycotoxins, which could be bad for people that have weak respiratory systems. So it's not the kind of thing you want to dig into yourself, because you could make it worse or you could make yourself miserable in the process. So wish we had better news for you, but that is what you're up against. And thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, buying a single-family home has always been a great entry point for new investors looking to start a rental portfolio. But for those who want to create multiple streams of income, converting that single-family property to a multifamily home is becoming more and more common.
True, but before you start building walls and adding an extra door, you want to make sure it makes financial sense and do that in more ways than one. Now, the first step is to contact your municipality and find out if it's actually legal to do this in your neighborhood. And find out also what permits are required. Because, for example, if you need a zoning change, that's really, really expensive to get. And you got to get the approval of a bunch of your neighbors, too. So it gets pretty expensive.
Yeah, and it's also a good idea to do a comparative market analysis or CMA to figure out what your home would be worth now and then after it's split to make sure that the remodeling is actually going to add real value to your property.
Yeah, and keep in mind, speaking of that, remember that the rent you now get for the entire house won't be exactly doubled, you know, when you split the home. So figure out what that rent would be for each unit in a multifamily home value situation so you understand the big picture. Only then will you know if it makes economic sense or not.
Now we've got Philip on the line who needs some help installing a bathroom. What are you working on?
Well, we have an unusual house. It's all concrete, poured concrete back in the 80s. So all of the walls in the upper and lower are concrete. Now, we have one bathroom in this house. However, we want to install a small half bath in the bedroom right next to the bathroom that's in the basement now. So we have a concrete wall between the two. We have concrete floors where the toilet and the bathtub is installed. Now, between the bathtub and the other wall, all the plumbing is in there. That's not concrete. That is framed in. So that has, we have access to that in the room next door. But the question is we want to install another bathroom, a half bath, so we want a toilet and a sink. The sink is no problem, as because what I just said about the plumbing being roughed in there. But, boy, how do we really want to do this? So it's going to take some, I assume, some demolition work to get down into that.
So what room do you want the half bath to be in? Is it going to be on the same level as the existing bathrooms?
That is correct. It's in the lower level. It's basically the same as, you could just say it's a basement. The only difference is that the wall connect between the bath that is there now and the bedroom right next door, which where we want the half bath, is a concrete wall.
Okay, so you're worried about getting through the wall that separates these two bath spaces. So you have concrete below, and then you have a concrete dividing wall. What about the ceiling? Is that typical wood construction?
It is.
So, okay, well, there's two ways to do this. Number one, yes, you could dig out the floor and break that area out, try to find the intersection with the waste pipe on the other side of that wall. Or you could use what's called a lift pump. So there are toilets out there that have pumps that are built into them that when you flush them, and you can spill the water waste from the sink into this as well, it essentially activates a pump, it grinds the waste, it runs it up through a pipe, and then it would go up into the ceiling and then cut across to the waistline and be dropped down from there. So that's be less destructive. The mechanism is a little more complicated, perhaps a little louder than a typical toilet flush, but they work very, very reliably, and they're very often used in basement bathroom situations where the toilet position is below the main waistline.
Well, no, the main waistline, since the only bath is in the lower level, right next to where I want the half bath to be. So the waistline is in the floor, and it runs out to the south through and right out, and it goes right down into the sewer line outside. So I don't, there's no, it's the same level. So I would really like to hook up to the existing line that is right next to the half bath that I want to put in.
Yep. So I got two words for you, jackhammer. if you can break up that floor and connect with that line, or like I said, you can go up over the wall and drop into the vent pipe, which will no doubt be in that same space. And then, of course, 8 feet below that connects with the waistline. So those are your options. I hope one of those works for you. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you working on this beautiful spring weekend? Well, whatever it is, we're here to lend a hand. So call us 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, if you love the look of terrazzo floors but not the cost,
we're going to share a new product that uses real stone to provide a terrazzo finish for concrete surfaces at a fraction of the price next. 888 Bonnie Pitt. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. And get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, according to the Numerator report, sales of home improvement products were up a whopping 30% this January compared to a year ago when we were all in our sort of non-COVID mode before life changed. And not only are we focusing on at-home projects right now, this report also shows that online sales of products are nearly twice what they were this time last year. And that's good news for both DIYers and our next guest, Peter Deich.
Peter is the president of Deich Coatings, and he's here today to talk about advances in his real stone coating products. Welcome, Peter.
Good day to you both. How are you doing?
We're doing great. You know, your products are super unique because you've perfected this concept of using real stone inside these coatings, and now you're launching a new do-it-yourself terrazzo product. There are few surfaces harder than terrazzo, so I really want to learn how you guys came up with this and how to use it.
Well, I'll tell you, Tom, our whole passion with this is that, you know, we love stone and we love the way it looks. It's got a very timeless look, and it's something that, you know, people are really drawn to. And we thought, you know, let's take our ingredients, put them together in a way that the outcome is beautiful, and also make it something very easy to roll on. And that's exactly what we've done. You can roll this on, and you can change just about any surface, indoors or out, with this product.
Now, what's the process for applying the terrazzo finish? Do you have to sort of prep the existing surface, clean it? How do I make sure this is going to stick?
Absolutely, Leslie. Good question. And, yeah, basically you would clean your existing surface first. So if you're going outdoors on concrete, you would give it a good pressure wash to get all the dirt out of there. Or you could even use it indoors. You can use it on a basement floor. It can become your new very decorative floor. It can be something that you put over linoleum or vinyl or all kinds of surfaces. And basically, once it's on there, you have a very decorative surface that's going to last and that will also offer some slip resistance as well.
That's really interesting. So you can go on top of an old floor with this?
You really, truly can. And the look is beautiful. It's extremely decorative. And the beautiful thing is all you're going to do is you're going to roll this on. And nothing could be easier. It's frankly mindlessly simple to put this on. And the effect is just stunning.
Now, let's talk about the durability. I mean, outside especially, you got a lot of wear and tear. You got UV, you got hot tires in the summer. We did a lot of snow shoveling this year. I mean, the salt that comes off of the roads, how does it stand up to all that?
Absolutely beautifully. And it was all formulated specifically for that. You know, I mean, here in North America, we have snow and we have slush and we have salt and we have, you know, everything that you're going to throw at it. So we know, you know, from years of experience what we need to do to make this work. So basically you can shovel it, you can drive on it, you can park your car on it. It's incredibly tough. It stays looking beautiful. It cleans very easily. It's something that's really meant to last.
So the product is called Terrazzo. It's available from Deich Coatings. You can go to DeichCoatings.com, learn more about it. You can also find it at Lowe's.com. Peter Deich, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Sounds like another great product.
Hey, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Well, if your family is like most, your garage door may serve as the main entrance for family and good friends. But if that door is old and worn, it could not only be unsafe, it could provide easy access for intruders. We're going to share tips to update your garage door security when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself.
Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, do you need help with a renovation, a repair, or even a decor project? Well, on the Money Pit podcast, we share tips, ideas, and inspiration to help you avoid the perspiration when it comes to improving your space.
Subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
All right, now we're going to talk with Teresa in South Carolina, who's dealing with a wet basement. Teresa, what's going on at your Money Pit?
Well, we just recently bought this house, and we've been here a little over a year, and we were told that the basement floods, but we weren't really aware of how bad it did flood. So every time we get a heavy rain, it fills up a front landscaping area, and it flows in through the bricks, I guess. I'm not sure how it comes in, but it comes into the basement. We've talked to several companies, and they want to do things inside, but I don't understand why they don't want to do something on the outside.
Well, you are absolutely correct, because the solution to this problem is not inside. So what happens in situations like this is typically a homeowner will contact a so-called basement waterproofing company. I think that those titles are inaccurate, because these contractors don't really waterproof anything. What they really do is just put in a water evacuation system that allows the water to saturate the foundation perimeter, soak through the walls, and fill up your basement. And then before it shows itself kind of above the floor, they pump it out. But you have to know that that allows a lot of damage to happen even before that water collects to the level where they can pump it. You have increased pressure against the foundation. You have mold growth, all sorts of things. So you are absolutely correct in that you need to stop this on the outside. And the good news is it's really not that hard nor that expensive to do. So there's two areas you need to focus on. One is grading and the other is roof drainage. So we'll start with the biggest culprit, and that's roof drainage. You need to look at all of the gutters that are on your house. You need to make sure that first of all, you have gutters. Secondly, that you have an adequate number of downspouts on those gutters. And you want to kind of stand back sort of from the street level, look up at your roof, try to do a little sort of rough back of the hand math, because you want 600 to 800 square feet of roof surface draining into each downspout. So if you have one downspout and you have a bunch of roof surfaces going into it, it might be that that gets overwhelmed and therefore the gutter will overflow even if it's not clogged. Of course, to that point, they have to be clog-free. And most importantly of anything else is this. You must extend the discharge from that leader at least 4 to 6 feet from the house, because we need to move this away from what's called the backfill zone. That's the area of soil that's dug out when you build the foundation. You need to get the water beyond that 4 to 6 foot perimeter. Now, you can do this simply by putting an additional piece of leader material on there. And, of course, it's not very attractive. It's somewhat unsightly. But I would at least do that for starters so that you can prove to yourself that this works. And then later on, if you want to try to make it neater, you could always sink some underground solid PVC pipe and drain through that and perhaps discharge it into the street or some other lower area on your property. Now, once that's set, then you could look at the grading at that foundation perimeter starting in the area where you see water collecting. And you want to make sure that the soil slopes away about 6 inches over 4 feet. And that soil has to be well-tamped fill dirt, not topsoil. Topsoil is very organic. Sometimes when folks have drainage issues, they put more topsoil on it. That's kind of like throwing sponges around your house. You want to create that slope with clean fill dirt. It's more of a kind of clay-like, compactable type soil that can be sloped to drop that 6 inches over about 4 feet. Over that, you can put a little topsoil to sustain growth or plantings or whatever, but you need to get that slope established first. So this way, you have direct rainfall, hits that grade, runs off, and all the water that collects on the roof hits those downspouts and gets discharged well away from the house. Those two things will stop this wet basement. And I know that for certain, because when you said that your basement floods after heavy rain, all of that always sources on the outside. It's not a rising water table, and that's the only time you'd ever need to put in below-grade drains, such as what these waterproofing companies are suggesting.
Okay, great. I really appreciate your help.
Well, you're welcome, and I'm so glad we could get to you before you spent the money on the waterproofers, because I can't tell you how many times we get the same call after someone has spent $10,000 or $20,000 on a waterproofer, only to find out that they still have the same problem.
Thank you very much.
Well, if your family is like ours, you probably use your garage door more than your front door to get in and out of the house. But if that door is old and worn, it might not only be unsafe, it could also be providing easy access for intruders when you're not home. So we've got a few tips on what to look for in a new garage door. First, the garage door designs today are amazing. It used to be that you had to choose from heavy wood doors that needed a lot of upkeep to metal doors that were prone to rust and very cold. But today, there's a wide variety of composite and fiberglass doors available. They look amazingly like wood, and they need virtually no care at all. Plus, the doors are really better insulated, and they keep the drafts out of your garage, and that's especially nice if you like to use that space to work in.
Yeah, but in addition to better doors, we also now have much better door openers. Now, today's garage door openers are fully integrated smart home technology, which enables you to open and close that door right from your smartphone from virtually anywhere in the world. Now, new openers even can trigger an alert if you've left your home and left that door open. Imagine that. No more worrying every day. Did I close the door? Think I closed the door? Maybe I didn't. Well, I mean, it's really a great piece of technology. And the openers themselves are also safer than what they were years ago, with improved auto reverse mechanisms that's going to help prevent injury, as well as battery backups that can be super handy in the event you lose power.
Now, finally, replacing your garage door is one improvement that can also deliver a huge return on investment, upwards of 90%, by the way, when it comes time to sell. All great reasons that now is a good time to upgrade your garage door opener or the entire door.
Carl in Arkansas is on the line with a thermostat question. How can we help you?
I bought an older house, and the thermostat that's in it now for the heating and air conditioner is an old Mercury switch. And what I bought is a Honeywell 5-2 switch. Programmer for 5 weekdays and 2 weekend days. And what I want to know is that something I can change out myself, or is that something I need to hire an electrician to come do? The package says easy to install, but I've looked it over and it doesn't look like it's that easy to me.
Well, look, if you're uncomfortable with it, I would not hire an electrician. What kind of heat do you have? Is it gas, oil? What is it?
It's electric.
Oh, it's electric heat. What kind of furnace do you have?
Train.
Is this a heat pump?
No. It's not a heat pump. That's one thing I didn't want was a heat pump.
It's a straight electric furnace?
Right, straight electric furnace, and it has an outside unit, which is also a transformer.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. Listen to me. If you tell me you have an outside condensing unit that works with this, you've got a heat pump. You've got the compressor outside and then the furnace inside. Now, a heat pump is a combination heat pump electric furnace. That's the way they're designed to work. And the reason that that's important is because the thermostat that you chose, and I don't know if this is the case or not, but it has to be rated for a heat pump. Because the way heat pumps work is when you set your heat, let's say you set your heat at 68 degrees. It starts getting cold outside, right? Then inside the house, it falls to 67. The heat pump comes on. Still cold, falls to 66. Heat pump stays on. Still cold, falls to 65. Now, it's a more than 2-degree split between what it was set at and what it is. The heat pump says, I can't keep up with this. I'm going to bring on my friend, the electric furnace. So now the electric furnace coils kick on and then bring the house up to temperature. But by you not having the right thermostat, what can happen is you can run more of the electric furnace and less of the heat pump, which will significantly increase your electric bill. So the thermostat you choose has got to be designed for a heat pump. So I would say your first thing to do is to confirm. I don't know if you have an HVAC contractor that you work with, but get that system serviced. I mean, all these compressors have to be serviced once a year. If you haven't done it, get it serviced. Get the refrigerant checked out. While that guy's in the house, have him install a heat pump rated thermostat. Because you're obviously uncomfortable with it, and we don't want you to have all those wires apart and just have a problem. You got no heat or no air. So I wouldn't do it myself because you're uncomfortable with it. And when in doubt, don't do it. But make sure you use the right thermostat. Otherwise, you may drive up those costs unexpectedly. Okay?
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. You know, even if you can do it yourself, it doesn't necessarily mean that you should do it yourself. And just like Carl said, if he read the instructions and it still seems confusing to him, then don't do it. You know, I mean, if you're not comfortable with it, and especially with something like your furnace, where if you hook up the wires wrong, like you're probably not going to break it, but you're not going to have heat, and that could be very unpleasant.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime, 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT with your home improvement questions. Up next, don't pack away those winter clothes just yet. We've got advice on a DIY project that will help protect all of your off-season clothes while they're not in use when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a Money Pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how
how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We know there's a project on your to-do list, so take a look around your walls, your yard, and give us a call with those questions. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Frank in California wants to replace windows this spring if he can get them out. Now, Frank says, I want to replace windows in the walls of stucco. What's the best way to cut and remove the stucco? I guess he wants to do replacement windows?
Well, no, I think he thinks he has to do, like, new windows. He wants to tear out the walls from the outside. You don't have to do that, Frank. What you could do is use replacement windows. All you'll need to do is remove the operable sashes. That's the part of window that slides up and down, or if you have casement windows, the windows that tilt in and out. You remove those, and then you can have new windows built that fit right into those existing old frames and not have to deal with any damage to the stucco whatsoever. That's definitely the easiest way to do new windows in a home like yours, and frankly, for many homes.
All right, I hope that helps you out, Frank. Now, Ted writes, I have water damage on a wall next to my chimney where the paint is blistered, cracked, and stained. I've never seen water run down the wall or collect, but I'm not sure if it's active. What's the best way to know if it's an ongoing problem, and what do I need to do?
What you want to do to determine if it's an ongoing problem is, I mean, the right way to do this is with a tool called a moisture meter, but I'm guessing since you don't have one of those, I think if it was an ongoing problem, you would know it. So what I would do is I would sand this area lightly to get rid of any loose material that's there. And then I would use an oil-based primer on it, right? Like, I'm not latex, but oil-based, because it really seals it in well. And then I would repaint it and watch what happens. You must use the primer, though, because if you don't, those old stains will pull right through, and then you'll know for sure. And by the way, if it's your chimney, then the source is most likely the flashing right above it, and that could be easily fixed.
Yeah, and then you won't have to paint ever again. Just do it once, and then fix that leak, and you'll be good to go.
Well, you ready to take out the shorts and the swimsuits and the light jackets out of storage? It's a great way to start your spring, but it can turn into a pretty big disappointment if you find that they've been ravaged by insects or moths. Leslie shares a timeless solution you can build yourself that can take care of all that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, for centuries, cedar has been used to keep bugs and moths from turning your wardrobe into their favorite food source. Now, cedar not only repels pests, but it also resists mildew, which means that turning a standard closet into a cedar closet can keep your belongings safe for years to come. Now, you can add as much or as little cedar as you want to the walls of an existing space, but it's most effective if you line the space in full, including the ceiling and the back of the door. To start, you want to make sure you go with aromatic red cedar. It's the type that gives off a scent that's going to keep the moths away. You can either nail the tongue and groove cedar to the studs, you can attach it using construction adhesive, or you can do a combination of both. Now, you want to sand the cedar lightly once a year or so to rejuvenate that scent and bring it back to that wonderful aroma that the bugs hate. And in addition to dealing with the moths, silverfish are another insect that can cause damage to your belongings. And there are a few natural solutions that can help, including citrus fruit peels, cucumber peels, cinnamon cloves, lavender oil, cedar oil, even sachets of herbs that are having, you know, rosemary, eucalyptus, sage, basil. They smell great to us, but not so much to the silverfish.
Now, when you use peels, you have to make sure that you replace them every few days, but they double as a very natural air freshener, and it's going to keep your house smelling great.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, if you're ready to take on a painting project this spring, using one of the new paint and primer in one product sounds like it can save you a step. But are the paint primer products designed for every painting predicament? We say no, and we'll explain why on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.